from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, well, I guess it would be the 28th day of July, 2023. And tonight we have, he's running, he's at the helm with a smile. His name is Big Old Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
Yep. Wait, right here in the studio with me. He's known at the churches, Barb's man. We got Ron Ritz.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. Way out yonder with his, well, he's a legend. He's a legend in Texas. None other than Big John McTurnan.
Well, hello, Pastor Ernie, and God bless you and all our listeners. And I think we're going to have a great night tonight.
Well, we are, because we've got a special guest tonight. She is a feisty lady, and she's smarter than any Democrat alive, because not only does she know what a woman is, she knows what both a woman and a man is, and that is Christine Geiger. Hey, Christine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're better than a lot. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We're going to go into our Bible study tonight, Christine, because this I have here an article from the newspaper there, and it says that Michigan City investigates salon owners' online comments about gender identity. A Northern Michigan City investigation after a local hair salon owner posted a social media that anyone identifying as other than a man or a woman is not welcome in her business. Okay, so you know right away when they come in if they're a man or a woman. You can identify them. You know what both are, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, see. Well, you know, Democrats have a much harder time with that, but you know, we do. I've studied the Bible. In fact, I've been preaching it for 50 years, and I know exactly what a man and woman was. And in fact, I can walk right out into a large crowd and point out all the men and all the women.
It's getting harder and harder, though.
Okay.
Kidding. I was just going to say they've used some of the beauty industry's tricks and some of the things that are more mainstream now as to what people have access for, and yeah, sometimes it is a little bit difficult to tell.
Well, they've got these things called trans surgeries now, and what they do is it's a form of mutilation. It's a form of mutilation. See, if you take a man and turn him into a woman, you've mutilated that man, and vice versa. And if you become mutilated, you might become a mutant, right?
Yeah, you're basically dysfunctional at the best.
Okay, so we're going to take a look at do you think God knew what he was doing? Most everybody I know tells you God knows exactly what he was doing. Well, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 6. John McTurnan, would you read me Genesis chapter 6, or chapter 1, verses 26, all the way, and 27, just 26 and 27.
Okay, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, coming up. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
So he just tells you about two, male and female, right? I mean, he didn't create anything in between those two?
Nope. male, because they created male and female, give us like a complete image of God, Pastor.
Okay. We're going to go over to chapter 2. And Ron, you read verse 21 at verse through 25.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her into the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed."
Okay, so here you go again. He's talking about, he made the woman out of the man. But it's, again, just referring to women and men, just two, right?
No. Yep.
Let me add, now these people, these trans things, because you got drag queens, and you got all these things out there today that...
Fluid and all that.
Yeah, well, the only other times you had things like this was in the days of Noah, just before the flood in Genesis 6, you had a bunch of these. In fact, you also had what they're doing today, where they were changing the DNA. That's what happened in Genesis 6, where fallen angels took women, human women, as wives. When it says took them, it didn't mean that they asked them to marry. It means they took them.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they had offsprings that were not fully human. And God dealt with that, though, didn't he?
Pretty quickly, in 40 days.
Yeah, well, it didn't take 40 days. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights, but he definitely dealt with it. At that time, the estimated population, according to most theologians and historians, was about 8 billion people on the earth at that time, which is what we're coming up to now. Okay, God does things the very same way. And so he dealt with that. But then again, if we go over to Deuteronomy chapter 22, in Deuteronomy chapter 22, and here's what verse 5 says. Now, these drag queens and these trans things, the males dress as females and females dress as males, don't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So here in verse 5 it says, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garments. For all that do so are abominations unto the Lord thy God." Now, an abomination is not a very good thing, is it?
No.
One of the old Hebrew definitions of abominations is the... Who's making that racket? Are you doing it maternally again?
No, Pastor Ernie.
Somebody's... already. Okay. Kyle, you figure out who's doing all that racket, and we'll take care of this. Now, anyhow, it says, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, and neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do are so are an abomination to the Lord." And one of the old, again, Hebrew definitions was the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. And yet this is exactly what our military's pushing today,
yeah,
isn't it? They're pushing drag queens, and aren't they? The Library Association and the public schools are pushing drag queens, aren't they?
Yes.
So they're,
yep,
pushing. Go ahead. Just jump in there, Christine.
Oh, I was appalled this spring when the Navy put out the ads that they did.
Some pretty horrible stuff. Well, not only that, but when they were doing their military recruitment ads, the Army too, if you take a look at what the Chinese were doing and the Russians,
yeah,
they were doing super soldiers. And then they come to ours, and what do they put? They have a transgender lesbian.
Yeah, I'm fighting for my two mommies.
Right. And then you had the so-called woman general that they had now for the space operation there, and she says that the top priority is not the defense of America. The top priority is the defense of LGBTQ. What that really tells you something, huh? So what do you think Millie and Austin are going to do? If we have a confrontation, do you think they'll dress up a bunch of military, I can't call them soldiers, and just send them out? But they can't, because they just recently says if you're a transgender and you're in the military, you don't have to fight. Huh. All you have to do is be there, huh?
Jeez.
Yeah, they said, Pastor Ernie, if you're under treatment, you don't have to deploy.
Just this week,
a woman was appointed head of the Navy, and she's going to be on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And there was all sorts of protest about it, because they felt that she was not qualified, but it was simply because she's a woman. They were appointing her to this position.
Even Austin and Milley, even those two, and all of the top generals said, no, this woman is not qualified. But Biden says she's qualified because she's a woman. Okay, so does that mean that Kamala is qualified to be president? Because is she a woman? Do we know that?
I think she is. She hasn't claimed otherwise.
Okay. Christine would know. Is she a woman, Christine?
Well, I don't know. Michelle Obama hasn't really admitted to being Michael, even though he goes by Michelle.
So we're living in kind of a very strange, strange time, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
What they call in same-sex marriage. If I'm over in Deuteronomy chapter 21, here's what it says. God gives us the law of marriage. Let's see what we can glean out of this, all right? When thou goest forth to war against thine enemies, and the Lord thy God hath delivered them into thine hands, thou hast taken them captive, and seest among the captives a beautiful woman, and hast a desire unto her, that thou wouldest have her to do thy wife. So now he's talking about a woman to be a wife. It's referring to, I can't find anywhere else where a wife can be other than a woman, right? And then thou shalt bring her. Wait a minute. We're not allowed to use those pronouns, right? Her and he?
Correct.
They're not supposed to be using those, right? Because
you actually have some denominations that are trying to make the Bible gender neutral, too. So.
Okay, well, is it the AMA? The AMA said that they're not going to put male or female in the birth certificates because they weren't sure that there were two genders.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. My parents were, okay. And it goes on and says, then thou shalt bring her home to thine house, and she shall say, should shave her head and pare her nails. Oh, boy. I don't know. And she shall put on the remnant of her captivity from off her, and she shall remain in thine house and bewail her father and her mother a full month. And after that thou shalt go into her and be her husband, and she shall be thy wife. So that means having sex with her, huh? So it means that only men are to have sex with women, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought, yeah. So, but
it's the way it's been for many a millennium.
They don't teach that in the colleges today?
No.
Or the schools?
Okay. Even the grade schools.
Okay, so they don't really know if there is a difference they don't know about genders then, right?
No.
I wonder what it is they do know about.
It was kind of interesting because you said about Biden saying that, she's qualified because she's a woman. It would have been nice if a reporter would have followed up. Can we get a definition of woman? That'd be pretty unique.
Well, maybe Biden thinks he's a woman.
Yeah.
Or maybe
he wants to be one sometimes. Creepy yeah. He appears.
Well, according to his daughter, he's a pedophile.
There's a lot of evidence. That
yeah, a lot of videos.
To believe that.
Yeah, we've seen some videos that were taken on, that were picked up and taken off right away. They got off of Hunter's laptop. Some videos came off of that, and they were put up on the internet and taken down right away, but not before a number of people saw it.
Well, so, probably saved it offline, too, so they didn't completely wipe it away.
It's an amazing thing, the days that we're living in today. The Bible refers to this as the times of sorrows, or the evil days that we're living in. But we're not going to let this affect us. So now, they actually said to you, have you heard any more about this, about being charged with discriminating because you haven't cut, you only cut the heads of males or females, but have you ever personally seen like something that was in between a male and a female that wasn't for sure a male or a female?
Oh, yes. I have actually done the hair, a haircut for someone more than one time that was most definitely, admittedly, a transgender person. However, at the time, they identified as a female wanting to be a male. So they still identified as a female. And I have to say this person was also still a minor. And so I did not want to deny, you know, her the haircut. I did her haircut. Everything was fine. But I do know that I have done, I know for sure that I have done at least one haircut.
Okay, so this woman, did she have her breasts removed?
She had not. She was still a minor and still currently in high school. So she had not begun any of the permanent changes that they look to do. Everything for her was just based on, like, how she dressed. She wanted her family to call her Lou instead of Sarah. And, you know, it was just those types of things that, you know, a parent could maybe think of as hoping that this would just be a phase and that they would be able to turn things around with the right.
But if you're dealing with reality, Christine, look, let's deal with reality here. What you have, okay, you have a young woman who is very, very confused.
Yes, and she was very confused because of the school system.
So she's not in between. She's not anything other than a woman. She's a young woman.
You're 100% correct. She was a woman who was confused, and she was actually I wouldn't necessarily consider her quite a woman yet because she was still a preteen and a teenager at this time. But it was a very sad situation. This person now is graduated from college, and I believe that is now taking hormone therapy. But, you know, she was an only child, and the parents had no idea that this was what was being pushed into the school system. And the school system knew that this was happening, and they hid it from the parent until it came to the point where it was almost, you know, it was obviously too late and the damage had been done.
When I was in a service, I spent a lot of time in the jungle. And in the jungle, they had some, all different, some very kind of strange types of people. I've had experience with pygmies and cannibals and that. Now, in those situations, some of these people did some strange things. They would take and they would put things in their lips. And their lips, they would push their lips out, and their lips would get bigger and bigger. And, I mean, their lips look like a, you know, duck-billed platypus, okay? But they weren't duck-billed platypuses. They were people who mutilated their lips, okay? So it didn't change that they were, in fact, that they were people. They were still people, but they were people with mutilated lips.
Right.
So these young women, like this one you're talking about, taking male hormones, we've seen what's happening to these. They're losing their mind. They're becoming mentally ill and unstable. Most of them are becoming very violent. But they're simply still women, that have mutilated or abused themselves. I mean, isn't that the reality? McTurnan knows all about these things. What do you think, John?
Well, it's interesting, Pastor Ernie. I just want to pick up on something you said. That shooter in Nashville, Tennessee, that went into the Christian school and killed a couple kids and teachers. I forget her name.
Eight.
But do you remember Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah. That brought out to the public's attention, and they desperately tried to suppress this. That women who take male hormones, which was this woman, can become very, very, very violent. They become unstable and very, very violent. And that was her. And she had, in fact, there have been studies on this going back into the 1990s about the violence connected to the women that take male hormones. And she wrote a manifesto that it's being suppressed. The FBI suppressed it, and now the I guess it would be the Nashville police are suppressing it. And the I think it's in court. There's a court battle to get it put out to the public. What's going on with her that they don't want the public to know it? But that's one of the dangers of this, Pastor Ernie, is creating violence and making people they're unstable to store up with. And this makes them worse.
You know who knows about all of that? Russia. In Russia, Russia banned sex change in a big blow to Western woke industry. On Monday this week, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a bill into law that prohibits sex reassignment surgeries, what they call it. I call it mutilation. The legislation aims to impose stricter regulations on what lawmakers refer to as the transgender industry, and effectively ban legal sex changes and medical interventions related to transitioning unless deemed medically necessary. I can't think of any case where that would be medically necessary.
Pastor Ernie, did you see that woman congresswoman from Florida? She played a video from a... quote, doctor. I look at them like abortionists that does these mutilation operations.
Yeah.
Did you see the video by any chance, Pastor Ernie?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Anyways, he said that there's no like set science on this or set that they're kind of like experimenting. He actually said it, and that they were. They kind of like were improving as they were going along. But this isn't going in for like a regular operation. They're using the youngsters in particular that they're operating on. They're using them as like guinea pigs to find out the best way to do it. And the Democrats, all of them got up and walked out. They were incensed that she was playing this video. All of them got up and walked out of the hearing.
Yeah, they weren't incensed about what they were doing to the children. They were just incensed the fact that she was playing a video about it, huh?
Yeah, it's like an abortionist, getting upset about showing what he does. You know, or the Democrats getting upset showing an abortion. That's the same that they were doing here.
Today, to be qualified as a Democrat, and I'm not saying this to be mean or nasty or anything. It's just the fact of it is, To be qualified as a Democrat today, by the way they vote, you've got to be totally reprobate. I mean, you've got to embrace hypocrisy, and you've got to embrace lying. I mean, and again, I'm not trying to be mean or nasty, but am I right?
You're so right.
All righty, hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
Big John.
Big John. He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion, he knew no fear. An awesome man in a coat of camel hair.
Big John.
Big John. Big Baptist John. In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come, better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land. Big Baptist John. Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son, it was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done. Big Baptist John. Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told. How he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion, heaven way out yonder, Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in their shame, but John took his place in the Saints' Hall of Fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood, when John preached repentance, he sure did it good, Baptist John. Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man.
Big John, Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big Baptist John.
Big Baptist John.
All right, we're back, and I got a couple quick announcements to make. One, here, Columbus, Ohio, State Representative Tom Young, Republican, and Steve Demetrio have introduced legislation that will not recognize the central bank digital currency and money in Ohio. This is very, very good news.
That's important.
Very important. Now, central bank digital currency is digital money that is issued by the U.S. Federal Reserve.
That's the same thing. I think that's a better description.
Yeah. Foreign reserve systems or entities that are processed or validated by the Federal Reserve, and it is digital representation of value that is not available in physical form, but can be used as a medium of exchange, a unit of account, or a store of value. It's ludicrous. It's crazy. Yeah. The legislation will protect Ohio consumers and businesses from federal policies that do not promote economic freedom, said Young. The legislator will not allow federal overreach when it comes to Ohioans' financial freedom. We have to do that. We have to back that 100 because we're going to be up against really big, dirty money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, huge, dirty money.
It'll turn us into China. Overnight, and it's basically programmable money where they will shut you down if you spend too much money on gas or you're buying too much meat or whatever it is, if you're buying ammunition, whatever they want, they can shut it down instantaneously and shut your
financial
freedom.
Another quick announcement here. Yeah, well, this is why we're going to be at total war from now until the Lord's return.
Yeah.
Also, yes, John.
Yeah, excuse me. Finish what you're going to say. I didn't mean to cut you.
I wanted to just give this other announcement. Steve Demetrio also is going to be our speaker. He's going to be speaking on issue one for 45 minutes, and that's going to be at the Tea Party meeting this coming Tuesday at the Metzenbaum Center at 8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland here for the folks in Ohio. Again, he's going to be speaking on this. Now, folks, you must vote yes. You must vote yes on issue one here in Ohio. And Christine, I don't know if you're familiar with what's happening here in Ohio, but they're going after the same stuff they passed there in Michigan. You guys have been hit hard. Ohio, it's more, we're more of a red state, and so there's a lot more opposition to it. But basically, what this will do, if they vote, what we're trying to do is we're trying to raise up the amount of votes that it takes to amend our Constitution, like any other state. In fact, do you have that little card there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from 51 to 60%.
Right. Now, these people, these are the people that are wanting to keep it at 50% so they can completely continue to amend our Constitution. Every time it's amended, it gets weaker. The ACLU, now, in order to amend their Constitution, you have to have the 66% majority, supermajority. The Democratic Communist Party here in Ohio, same thing, 66% supermajority. The League of Women Voters, which the League of Women Voters is just an arm of the Democratic Communist Party. Same thing, 66%. The NAACP, 66%. The NEA, the Communist Party, what that is, they're an indoctrination center. They're not. They've got nothing to do with education.
No.
Okay, but they're 75%, along with Planned Predators, which is 66%, and the Ohio Education Association, which has got nothing to do with education. They too are 75%. All of these hypocritical organizations want to keep Ohio's amendments at 50%.
51, yeah.
Yeah, 51%, where I think all but 8 states have moved it up to, what, 66?
I'm not sure about the number, but that number continues to grow because more and more states realize the error that's happening.
All but 8 have changed it now to where you have to have at least 2/3, of course. So that is good. So now, here, we have to make sure you vote. And see, the way this thing is worded, people think that if you vote no, that you're not going to vote to raise the limit, okay, the amount of votes. So you have to vote yes. If you vote yes, that means we're going to change it to where you have to have at least 60% of the vote. So it's not so easy for these people to continue to fool with our Constitution. Now, yes, go ahead.
And then the other real important thing is that it requires all 88 counties, a certain percentage, have to approve it.
Right now, and only 45%, only 45 counties.
Yeah, it's less than half of them. And it's always coming basically from Cuyahoga County, Franklin County, basically the cities. So there was a study that showed you can get 51% by just 7 counties. So
well,
7
not,
counties.
It's not 7 counties, 7 cities. Actually, it's 7. You talk about Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dayton, these where it's just like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. All the sin goes towards the cities.
Yeah.
And so now listen, we have going to, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we have signs, that yard signs available. The opposition has put over $40 million. They've poured in over $40 million of dark money into the state of Ohio. Folks, this comes from Planned Predators. This comes from George Soros. This is dark money from outside the state of Ohio. These are special interest groups. Now, what this would do, Christine here in Ohio, I've worked for 50 years to pass pro-life legislation, John knows, and what this would do, it would totally eliminate all of that pro-life legislation we passed, every bit in Ohio. It would also take away all parental rights. It would remove all parental rights. That means your 14-year-old girl can go and have her breast cut off and you wouldn't even know about it until she comes home sick and bleeding, okay, or get the bill.
They just want you to pay for it, though. They want you to provide the insurance to pay for it, but they don't want you to be able to have a part in any of the decision-making about it. That's what's wrong with our country right now, is that they basically are treating parents like, well, you've birthed this child, now give it to us.
It's the worst kind of tyranny. And
it is.
First of all, people say, well, how do you, because we have these big signs in the yard of the church and at our homes too, but and it says vote yes on issue one. And these people that don't know any better say, well, how can you do that? You're a church. Well, we can do it because we are actually a real church. We are not a 501c3 corporation. We're an actual New Testament church, which are not limited by tyranny. But even if it weren't, this is not a political issue. This is a sin issue. It is not a political issue. It is a sin issue, folks. You better understand
that. Which definitely is something that all churches should be vocal about.
Absolutely. So let me ask you, where are your situation? What is any the latest developments in your situation?
With the state of Michigan?
Yeah.
On Monday I received in the mail a complaint from the Department of Civil Rights. A person from a county adjacent to me in a city that's about an hour and a half, hour and 5 to 10 minutes away, who I've never spoken to, had any interaction with whatsoever. They filed a complaint with the state of Michigan and said that I am a person who identifies as a woman. And on July 8th, 2023, I was subjected to a discriminatory advertising by the respondent due to my sex, gender identity. I am a resident of the state of Michigan in which the respondent provides services. On July 8th, the respondent published an advertisement that indicated I would be denied the full and equal and enjoyment of services due to my sex, gender identity, because I may identify as a sex other than male or female. I believe I have been subjected to discriminatory advertisement due to my sex/gender identity. This complaint is based on the following law, Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act number 453, Public Act of 1976, as amended. So that is what I received on Monday. And it's kind of strange in a way because, you know, like I said, I've never had any interaction with this person. This person did say that they identified as a female, but where, you know, then they go on to say if they identify as something other than male or female, well, we know that there's nothing else besides that. So then you're not a male or female. And my license to do hair is a license for humans, males and females, nothing else. So when I made my statement saying that if you identified as something other than a male or female, then you should probably go to a pet groomer, I think I was right on target.
That's pretty clever.
All right, very good. Well, so now these people that have these imaginations where, you know, all of a sudden they wake up in the morning and these guys feel that they're women and they run down to the Target store and go into the women's bathrooms and take pictures of little girls. Just because they feel like they're a woman, that doesn't make them a woman at all, does it?
No, not at all. You know, and something else that people need to be aware of is that there are a lot of these, you know, like I was talking about earlier with the client that I had, there is a lot of schools that have gender non-conforming student policies. And these policies make it to where the individual teachers and people working in the school, they can be reprimanded and as far as losing their jobs if they inform a parent of what is happening with their child. And there's a really good website out there that people can go to. It's called defendinged.org. And it has, by state, it breaks it down for you on which school districts in your state have one of these policies. And I was just, while you were talking a few minutes ago, looking up Ohio, and you actually, you know, you have been doing a really good job of stopping this in your state, and you need to continue so that you can maybe get these districts to see the light. But Ohio only had 3 school districts listed. And it was Bexley City School District, Cincinnati Public Schools, and I might pronounce this wrong, but Olentangy, O-L-E-N-T-A-N-G-Y.
It's Olentangy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Olentangy Schools. So Ohio only had 3 school districts listed on the list, but some of the states like New Jersey and California, they have quite a few. Even New Hampshire. New Hampshire has a bunch. Michigan only had one. At 10. Michigan had 10.
Well, we here in Ohio, we want to send all of our Democrats to New Jersey, if we can. And so, now there goes all my funding from New Jersey, right there.
Well, I think you meant to say the Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty. But, and so here, again, are we dealing with people that are delusional? I mean, if you think that by thinking that, or if you feel like you're one, what if I felt like I could fly? And if I felt like I could fly and I was to jump off a mountain and flap my wings, that could be deadly, huh?
Yes.
Well, it was for Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, way back when that happened. I mean, I think that he was under the influence as well, but that's what can happen when people have mental illness that causes them to believe something that is not possible.
And then the real shame is you've got the schools and government agencies, people in authority, promoting this and telling these kids that these things are possible.
So what
exactly.
do you call that when you have...
They're exploiting it for their own personal agendas.
Yes.
When you have mass delusions, it's delusionary on a mass scale. And look, the entire Democratic Party, let me ask you this. Do you think right now that you could have one U.S. Democrat congressman that is not delusional? Do you know of any that would not be delusional?
Manchin, maybe?
Yeah. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a congressman.
But he's not a congressman, but he's a Democrat. That's
yeah,
probably
that's,
the only Democrat
yeah,
that I need.
Yeah, and they're trying to drive him out. If they want
yeah.
the Democrat Party wants no part of him.
Well, wait a minute. If we go by definition now, I mean, if you go by a definition, okay, John, if I was to say, all right, you're going to write a dictionary, and in that dictionary, the word Democrat, make the definition, what would you put in there? A person that stands for what?
Serious... The Democrat would be described as someone living in serious delusion.
So then that wouldn't describe Robert Kennedy Jr., would it? I mean, he doesn't seem
to. No, it would not.
So he would not really, if you look at the reality, Joe Manchin, he's a senator, but I wouldn't refer, I don't think Joe's sure what he is.
He's on both sides, yeah.
He's an opportunist, what
yeah.
Joe is. Joe is an opportunist.
Wherever the wind's blowing.
Well, it's not so much.
He's kind of Pastor Ernie. He's in that. He's swimming with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. He's like going along with what they're doing. So
yeah.
To me, he's the same as doing it.
Well, but sometimes he gives them. He might not vote with them. You know, especially on the pro-life issues. Okay. But you're right. For the most part, you're right. He's so anyhow, we're dealing with what we have to understand. So do you think, like, I mean, could this be called actually mass hysteria?
Yes. Well, it's a delusion, yeah. Pastor Ernie, that's coming from God. We look at scriptures. God, it says, if you reject the truth, God will send a lie. If you reject the truth, what's left, Pastor Ernie?
So read. Go to Isaiah chapter 66 and read me verses 1 through 4.
Chapters,
Isaiah 66.
Yeah, okay. 2 Thessalonians also.
But in Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 through 4, it's an interesting.
You want me to read them?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hang on here just for a second, please. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, Even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word. He that killeth the ox as if he slew a man, he that sacrifices a lamb as he cut off a dog's neck, he that offendeth an oblation, he that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood, he that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol, yea, they have chosen their ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. Now here's the key verse, verse 4. I will also choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them.
All right,
because
so now when
I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil things before my eyes and chose that which I did not delight. So God has delusions out there, Pastor Ernie, for those that live in sin and reject his word. They end up believing in delusions.
Well, he's giving those examples. He that killeth an ox as if he slayed a man. In other words, he's telling them that they have put no difference between that which is holy and that which is unholy and unclean.
Right.
And
right.
The idea is that they put no difference, you know, between the image of God. Remember, when God gave us the divine institution, to the human government, the third point, he gave us 5 points there, very, very clear points. And the third point was the most important point, and you'll find that in that covenant in Genesis 9, 5 through 7. God gave man dominion over all of the environment. He kept dominion of man for himself, so therefore whoever transgressed his dominion, that's where we get the institution, you know, of capital punishment, is that whoever destroys the image of God, and the entire purpose of divine human government was to preserve the image of God, that being man. And so what he's saying there is that they have taken and put no difference between slaying an ox and destroying and transgressing the image of God. Isn't that what that 73 Supreme Court did? Didn't they do that?
Yes.
Okay. And so here now, he's making this, and then when he talks about a lamb, a dog's neck, and a lamb, again, he's talking about what God has made holy, they have made unholy. They go through the motions like they're pretending, like they're serving God, but they're not. Their hearts are totally far from God completely. Isn't that, now look, let me ask you, because by saying, okay, the only thing I know about the Democratic Party today is the legislation they passed, wouldn't that legislation completely condemn them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Look what the Dems have done in California, New York, right up to delivery, killing a baby in the womb is legal. They just did it in Maine. And what was it, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
So that legislation tells you what's in their hearts. Murder.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Started in California, and now we're two more states, and that's horrible.
So the division between the righteous and the unrighteous is becoming clearer and clearer. That's a definite sign of the soon return of our Lord. That's the end days. What you're seeing is 2 Timothy chapter 3 being played out real time right before our eyes, okay? And so
I have another two verses I'd like to share with you from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Sure, yeah.
Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. You see, the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure. In other words, they love sin, had pleasure in unrighteousness. So those that they reject the truth, the only thing that's left, Pastor Ernie, is a lie.
Absolutely. And if you go to Psalm number 2, Psalm 2, and you read the first 4 verses, you see that He tells you, why do the heathen rage? Why do they imagine a vain thing? They actually believe today, I mean, the Church of Satan, the Satanic Church of Satan, has become the unofficial, official church of the Democratic Party. More and more of them are going towards Satanism. They're getting more and more involved.
Ernie, hold on for a second. Hold on. There is the governor of New Mexico. It's a woman. I don't know her name. And
she's very wicked, very wicked woman.
Oh,
yeah.
On her website, on the governor's website, she refers women to an abortion center in the state that's run by Satanists.
Oh, yeah.
Literally run by Satanists.
Yeah, she's an extremely wicked woman, just like the governor there in Michigan, where Christine's at. She's a witch.
Yeah.
She's an actual witch.
She just approved in the law, or signed into law this week, that conversion therapy is illegal. So if you have somebody, so for example, that young girl that I would have, that I would cut her hair, now if I was to do someone's hair that was going through that, and I was to try to talk to her and try to, you know, help her get some help and see that, you know, she's on a dark road and an evil path, that would be a crime in Michigan now.
Well, she is saying that God's word, she is making the law, which God gave us. The King James Bible is the official law book, okay? And so she is saying that God's law out of the Old Testament, because what does the Bible teach? The Bible teach conversion. Mm-hmm. Does it not teach conversion?
Yeah.
Okay, from the lost into salvation and what they're teaching. So Governor Whitmer is a witch, has declared herself to be above God, to change God's word, hasn't she?
Yeah. When you put it that way and you explain it that way, yes, that's exactly what she's done.
All right, we're going to be coming to a break. When we come back, I got two clips we want to play. So, Chris, this is one I come across that we played here in 2009 with Alex Jones, and boy, old Alex was right on. And also that Jesse, the former governor out there, of, was it Minnesota?
Ventura.
Ventura.
Yeah, they were right on. They were right on the money on this thing. So hang tight. We'll be back right after this with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.